Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. A Philadelphia man who spent nearly three decades behind bars for a murder he claims he did not commit is now a free man. Here's KYW Community Affairs reporter, Jerry Gregg.
Willie Vesey has been in prison for 27 years, and every day since that first day, he has declared his innocence.
It was never a doubt in my mind that he was going to come home. It was just when.
Keetra Vesey was just 12 when her brother Willie went to prison. He had an alibi. He was at work, but a signed confession and an eyewitness convinced a jury to convict him.
But last week, the DA's office filed a motion for a new trial, citing new evidence the confession was coerced and the eyewitness was not credible. On Wednesday, a judge vacated Vesey's conviction and declared him a free man. Video of white police officers in Delaware County arresting a black family in front of their home for loitering is raising a lot of questions and concerns.
It's a terrifying thing. This is an incident that made me feel like I'm a prisoner in my own home.
Rachel Briggs says everything started on October 1st when Chester Township Police Officer Pasquale Stories III arrested her sons and nephew for loitering while they were playing in her front yard. When the young men, who are black, were released from jail the next day, they were greeted by family members on that same lawn. And that's when Officer Stories, who is white, showed up and arrested them again, along with several other family members. Briggs family attorney Kevin Mincy.
This shouldn't happen to any citizen. Certainly a homeowner or someone who's renting a property shouldn't be arrested for loitering just for standing outside.
Mincy says the family plans on taking legal action against township police. Philadelphia police believe they have in custody the man who attacked a jogger Tuesday in the city's Fairmount neighborhood. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has the details.
It happened just before 6 p.m. Police say the woman was running along Wallace Street near 22nd towards the art museum when she saw a man picking through trash. As she tried to swerve around him, he punched her across the face, they say. She fell, hurt her shoulder, and they say that's when he kicked the woman in the face.
The victim was taken to the hospital shaken, but okay. A task force has recommended new temporary homes for students at Science Leadership Academy and Ben Franklin High School, while asbestos work and construction are done in their building. KYW's Mike DiNardo.
A 50-member task force of parents, teachers, students, and administrators recommends that Ben Franklin students go to the former Capera Charter School in North Philly and that SLA students be relocated to school headquarters on North Broad and, if necessary, to space at Congregation Road of Shalom or at Hallahan High if a lease can be worked out.
1,000 students at Ben Franklin and SLA would resume classes at their new locations Monday. They would remain there until January when the much-delayed construction is expected to be finished. The Sixers fan who says he was tossed out of Tuesday night's preseason game for supporting the pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong spoke with KYW News Radio about what happened at the Wells Fargo Center.
You know, the Sixers were playing the Chinese team and this stuff was going on, so it felt like the right thing to do.
33-year-old Sam Walk says he and his wife went to the game to make a statement.
We were carrying two signs that said Free Hong Kong, and one said Free HK.
He says security took the signs away, and after he started chanting Free Hong Kong, they were kicked out of the building.
I'm not going to be giving the NBA any of my money anytime soon.
A Westchester University student is charged with selling marijuana out of his dorm room after police found flyers he'd allegedly printed up to advertise his business. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Elwart. That's the story.
19-year-old Zachary Given of Conn Township is facing several charges, including felony possession of marijuana with the intent to sell. According to court papers, Westchester University police say they found flyers in Given's dorm room in Brandywine Hall. Those flyers are described in the criminal complaint as having a photo of the Geico Gecko saying, "If you need edibles or carts, hit up your neighbor Zach," along with Given's dorm room number and his Snapchat username.
Police say a search of the room uncovered THC-infused brownies and cookies, unopened vape cartridges, along with what police believe is dry leaf marijuana. The reward for information leading to the whereabouts of 5-year-old Dulce Alves is now at $52,000. Three New Jersey State Police unions have chipped in on an additional $10,000 to that reward collectively. The little girl vanished from Bridgeton City Park on September 16th. Anyone with information should call police. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app. And on your smart speaker, just say, play KYW News Radio.